We continue with the day's top business news now, focusing on the latest data from Experian on South Africa's business debt stress conditions. MD at Experian, Simon Russell, joins us on the line. Welcome to Money Talk, Simon.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Simon, first talk us through the latest figures. What is entailed in that data?
Well, the BDI measures the health of South African business as well as the overall economy. And a positive number index indicates improving business conditions, and a negative number indicates deteriorating conditions. So what we've seen since Q1 2014 is a steady decrease from a high of 0.6 down to a low that we had in Q1 2017 of minus 0.3. Mm. And where we are today in Q3, we've seen an improvement from Q1. Through to about minus 0.18 on the index.
What then does the improvement mean in terms of the picture that is painted of South African businesses in the current climate?
So what it means is that the business environment is still deteriorating, but not at the rate as it was in Q1. In Q1, the index was at minus 0.3. which was the lowest it's been since the financial crisis in 2009. So we have seen an improvement, and in the last quarter we've seen a marginal improvement. I think, you know, what it means for South African businesses is that it's still a very tight environment, and obviously they need to really manage their balance sheets very, very carefully.
What has this outcome then been attributed to?
So I think, you know, the overall, it's been attributed to a number of things. The index measures macroeconomic data such as GDP, CPI, PPI, and so on, and interest rates, as well as data that we collect from 200,000 companies across Africa in terms of the payment flows between those companies. So we measure things such as the debt age ratio, which is the amount of debt that's older than 90 days over the total debt that's younger than 60 days. And what we've seen is the ratio coming down progressively over the last number of quarters. In the last quarter, it's really gone sideways a little bit. But I think what we could also attribute the improvement to is the improved GDP outlook in the U.S., as well as the improvement that we've seen since Q1 in South Africa, although it's still very much below where we want it to be. We've got a relatively strong currency, which has kept inflation around about 5%, which is, I think, been very good for the consumer and for businesses. And interest rates have been relatively flat. So I think, you know, that's really what's been driving the index recently.
Lastly, is this trend expected to continue going forward?
I think, you know, when you look at the outlook for the year, we've definitely hit the low in Q1 and we've definitely seen the improvement, as I've mentioned. I think what's quite clear is that the economy is very resilient. We can expect a marginal improvement, but still be in deteriorating conditions towards the end of Q4. I think there's a couple of factors that will definitely drive it. One is inflation, and potentially that could be impacted by the oil price and electricity hikes. And obviously, business confidence and investment plays a huge part. And that's obviously going to be driven by the ANC conference in December and the ratings agency's review that we've got this coming Friday.
Thank you so much for your time, MD at Experian, Simon Russell, talking us through the company's latest data on South African business debt stress conditions.